Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. The curtain comes up on the 76ers regular season tomorrow night. Let's get a preview with Philadelphia Inquirer sports columnist Bob Ford. Bob, thanks for joining us again on Newsworks Tonight.
Good to be with you, Dave.
Well, you know, a new season, hope springs eternal, or doesn't that apply in this case?
Well, the hope is somewhat extended. I think it's still extended 2 or 3 years into the future. The hope is that you're going to see progress. At least that's the way the team likes to sell it.
And for those just becoming familiar with the 76ers, explain their debacle and strategy. We know they finished 19-63 last season.
Their strategy is that to get very good in the NBA, you have to get very bad first. And they have certainly achieved that part of it. So their plan is that they will build slowly through the draft, and it's going to take a while.
Now, is there precedent for that strategy, getting really bad and then very good, or is this unique among the 30 NBA teams?
I think it's unique in terms of the depth to which they're taking the strategy. I think other teams have certainly tried to lose games in order to make their draft status a little bit better in the coming draft. But I don't think anyone has had this sort of couple, three-year plan where you're going to be that bad for that long because, let's face it, it alienates the fan base.
So what has to go right and what could go wrong?
Well, they're betting a lot on a couple of things. One of the things they're betting on is that Nerlens Noel, who comes back to them after a year off because of injury, which made his draft status a little bit more advantageous for them. You know, you want him to play well, but you also want him to stay healthy and not become an injury risk down the road. They drafted a guy this year named Joel Embiid, who's not going to play this year, probably. Sort of the same situation as Noel. He's going to sit out and recover from his injury. And when he does come back, or even during workouts this season, you want him to remain healthy. So they're betting a lot on some guys who have had injury histories not having injury futures. And that might be a difficult way to play basketball, Dave. But they felt that their only way out of what that treadmill of mediocrity that teams get into in the NBA, where you can't escape, you know, losing 40 games and winning 40 games a year, the only way to do it was to take this kind of chance, and we'll see how it plays out in the future.
Well, how about the part of the plan that's also predicated on luring free agents to join this younger core?
Well, I think that's going to have to be down the road, too. Until free agents see that this is going to be an opportunity for them to win a championship, improve their own status, they're not going to come. So they have to see these young players like Nerlens Noel, like Joel Embiid. They have to see a continued development of a guy like point guard Michael Carter Williams. And yes, this could be, with a couple of pieces, a contending team. Until they see that, those high-ticket free agents are going to choose somewhere else.
The one constant name seems to be Brett Brown. Quite a pedigree. Came from San Antonio and success overseas as well. Are we counting on him not becoming disinterested or worse?
What my worry would be if I were Brett Brown would be that I would be associated with all the losing. And then when it finally became time to start winning, that they wanted a new face to put on the team that was going to be the winning team, the contending team. I think Brett Brown needs to win as many games as he can here, even though that's not the organizational goal in the short term, to be able to find that next job. If this just goes south on him while he's trying to keep it together, then that next job might be hard to find for him.
But what if the Sixers won, oh my gosh, 30 games this season? Well, then they wouldn't have much of a crack at that coveted top lottery pick.
If the Sixers were winning too many games, what will happen is that at the trade deadline, they will decimate the roster as they did last season when they got rid of a number of their good players. And, you know, that's got to be a tough thing to deal with in the locker room. It's got to be a tough thing to deal with for the coaching staff, but that is the reality.
Thanks, Bob.
My pleasure, Dave.